This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Zig Ziglar was perhaps America's most influential encourager and motivational speaker. He wrote numerous books and produced hundreds of CDs of his inspirational messages. One of the many phrases he used that I've tried to adopt in my life is the one, "Be a good finder." That is, look for the good in others and give sincere compliments. I've tried as best I could to practice that and instill it in my children's outlook for life as well. It's not always easy because the natural thing to do is criticize, find faults in others, and withhold praise and encouragement. So being a good finder is something we have to be intentional about. One of the best cooks in the area of the world where I live is a lady named Lorene Bagwell. Now, I've never actually tasted her food, but her reputation is intact. You see, when I came to pastor this church, she had reached that stage of life where she no longer was able to bring her famous mashed potatoes to church potluck dinners. I arrived, I understand, about a year or two late to enjoy that delectable delight. I've heard numerous stories about how people would wait in line for her cooking. Now, her daughter, Pat Mattingly, is also an outstanding cook. She, too, has a reputation for having a knack for good country cooking. Was she somehow born with that gift because she's Lorene Bagwell's daughter? Well, perhaps, but maybe there's something or someone else involved as well. Maybe that someone was a good finder. Both Mama Bagwell, that's Miss Lorene Bagwell, and her daughter Pat are outstanding cooks in part because of someone in their family who was a good finder. Miss Lorene Bagwell is now in a retirement center. She's 96 years old. One day I asked her about why she loved to cook and how she got her start, and here's part of what she said.
I just like to cook, and I've always liked to cook, even as a kid.
Even as a child, huh?
Yeah. Mama would let me do a few things around the kitchen. Just a few.
And that got you started.
Yes, it did.
Now here's what's interesting. Pat was sitting there when I had that conversation with Miss Lorene Bagwell. The same lady, Lorene's mother, that would be Pat's grandmother, was a good finder for Pat too. That became evident when I asked Pat how she got started cooking.
She made it. Something called green tomato ketchup that you use on hot dogs and in your dried beans. And she was giving me the recipe of a pinch of this, a pinch of that. I didn't understand that because I didn't pinch stuff. So when I went out to her house, when she would pinch the thing, I would put it in a little teaspoon or a little measuring spoon, and then I could write down how much I thought it was. So I made a batch together. And then the first time I made a batch by myself, I brought her up a jar or two. And she thought it was the best she ever ate, which I'm sure she was pulling my leg. But anyway, it made a good impression.
You have to stop and intentionally look for the good to find the good. Think about it. It's important to concentrate on people's strengths, not their weaknesses, on what they can do rather than on what they can't do. And I think as long as it's sincere, it's okay to put a little extra jam on the compliment. Maybe that green tomato ketchup wasn't absolutely the best Pat's grandmother had ever had. But then again, maybe it was. At least to Pat, somebody had found something she was really good at. So, pass the green tomato ketchup, please, and be a good finder. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.